Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 6, May brings the cycle of the one for you all, as well as Tasmanian devil. So this has the potential to be sort of one of those months where you might feel a little sassy, like you want to just kind of get out and just express yourself and be bold. This is definitely brings the focus back to self and identity and how you express yourself and how you show up to, work or relationships or whatever, how you show up to the world. And where is it that, you need to be a little bit more assertive? You need to be a little bit, put yourself out there a little bit more. This is definitely leadership type of energy, but this is also unique in using your own ingenuity type of energy. So there could be some area of your life where you want to take charge. You want to, say it like it is and, be very honest and forthcoming with how you feel, what you want, what you need, what you're going to do. Be very assertive about that and very steadfast. And you will see results from that. So if there's the job that you've wanted to apply for, go for it. If there's, the relationship that maybe has been, you feel like you're not getting the answers that you need or you're not getting the commitment or whatever it might be, this will probably be a month where you feel like you feel that fire and you just say it the way it is and you go after what it is that you want, or at least have that conversation. And you'll likely be the one initiating this month. One energy lights that fire underneath us where it's like, it's a very big, bold, assertive type of energy. It can be aggressive at times. So I would definitely say, make sure that you sort of mind any aggressiveness. But it really is kind of coming in and saying, what do you want? What is it that you want? Okay, now that you know what you want, how are you going to use your energy to move towards that even when you face opposition? Because you likely will face opposition, especially as a 6, right? Like people are used to 6s for the most part, being very giving, very, very nurturing, always there, right? Like always ready to serve type of thing. And when a 6 goes through a 1 cycle, this is pushing you to step into your own autonomy, your own sense of agency, right? Where you are remembering that you are, again, you have your own autonomy. You have your own unique ideas and ways of expressing yourself. And, this is a time where this energy comes in and says, what are your values? What are your standards? And where is it that you've been neglecting those values and those standards to serve or to to be there for another person? And where is it that you need to sort of be stronger in those values and those standards and not sort of give in too easily, right? To sacrifice. Because I always say, especially for 6s, 9s, even 2s, this is a really, when a 1 cycle comes through, it's reminding us that, it's not about sacrifice, it's about compromise. And if there's areas of your life where you have been sacrificing, this 1 cycle comes in and says, no more of this. We're not sacrificing ourselves for others. And it really helps you to stand in your power that way. But again, it's really asking you to get serious about what it is that you want. So if you ask yourself that question, what is it that I want? And you really don't know, this can be a time where you really have deeper self-exploration to figure that out. And then once you figure that out, the energy is going to say, okay, now how do we get there? How do we make it happen? And what conversations do we have to have? Who do we need to call in for support in order to do this? And how are we going to handle the opposition? Because again, it can be difficult for 6s who sometimes in their shadow phase will move through people pleasing, that sort of phase of people pleasing. It can be very difficult for a 6 to face that opposition or conflict, right? A lot of times 6s move through like conflict avoidance as opposed to kind of moving through the conflict and finding the best solution for that conflict. So this one energy, you might find that they're, again, you just feel a little bit more spicy and you're not so afraid of how the other person is going to react. It's more about like, this is what I need. This is what I want. This is how I'm going to go after it. As long as it's obviously not hurting another person, right? Obviously. But yeah, so big, powerful energy coming through. A lot of potential for new starts. And I would say with any new start that comes in, any new opportunity that comes in for you that's a new, fresh beginning, make sure it's what you want. Because again, I say this or sort of emphasize this for sixes, because a lot of times sixes will sacrifice their own needs, their own wants for the other person and then have resentment or frustration over that. So again, I would say this one energy is saying, get serious about what you want and the new opportunities that come in. Once you get serious about that and you commit to it, then the universe conspires to bring it to you. And as it presents, just make sure that what is presenting or what people are bringing to you is what you want. Now with Tasmanian Devil, it's interesting. And that's why I say, I think this could be a real fiery kind of month for you all. One that's real spicy is because Tasmanian Devil, of course, you know, it's very similar to one energy. On its shadow side, it can bring conflict and competition. But on its, you know, higher octave, it gets the job done. It's feisty. It goes after what it wants. It's like, you know, it's going to be assertive. It's going to make things happen. And that's the thing with one energy. It is going to make things happen. It's going to find a way. And, you know, you can do that in a way that's also full of compassion and grace, of course. But there's also something here with Tasmanian Devil about hiding from your truth or hiding from truths. So again, I would say this is going to be a month of figuring out what you want and really owning that and being steadfast in that and not hiding from it because of how it might affect or how other people might respond to that or the opposition that you might face. So big energy, this is a time to go be bold, right? To go big and to think big. And when it has to do with, again, what you want and truly what you want. And if you don't know what you want, this is the month to figure that out or to start that process, right? So yeah, I love this for sixes. I love when a one cycle comes through for sixes because it really reminds you of, again, your own autonomy and your own, you know, place in the world. And it reminds you that you have just as much, you know, you're able to take up as much space as anybody else. You don't need to make yourself small. You don't need to be subservient. So yeah, I love this. Equal exchange of energy. Equal exchange of energy. That's what we look for in our connections. That's what we look for in our, even our acquaintances, any relationship. If there's not an equal exchange of energy, then, you know, usually it's the six that's overgiving and needs to take up more space. This one energy and the Tasmanian Devil energy helps you to do that. So take advantage of it. I hope it's a great one, sixes. Take care. Bye for now.